How many of you have heard of Adolf? Adolf imploded the German army in less than a year, just before every German woman was raped by the Russian army. Adolf sacrificed the German Air Force in the Battle of Britain, lost nearly every plane, then threw everything at the Russians, lost all of that, and then the chickens came home to roost. And nearly every German was killed, every woman was raped. It was a real life horror movie. It's funny to see all of these neo-Nazis worship Adolf, thinking that Adolf saved Germany. That's how socialism gets its foot in the door. It promises you free things. Free jobs, free money. And so, of course, Adolf turned the economy around. That was the free donut. Then came the vaccine. The destruction of the entire country. And before they got there, during their racial hygiene program, they brought out the health pass, the Gesundheit pass. You ever heard that expression before, Gesundheit? They made a pass out of that, a health pass. It's still around today in the Fourth Reich, in the EU, run by Germany. The digital Gesundheit pass, promoted by Air France. You need it to travel. The green pass, if you will. Check it out. Gesundheit pass. It's quite the story. So how does it work? In their attempt to eliminate different types of people, including political opponents, people of mixed heritage, they brought out the Gesundheit pass, the health pass. You couldn't go anywhere without your papers. You know, if people were to go through this again today, and in a certain sense they are, but imagine you've got this person in military attire showing up on television proclaiming to be your leader, barking orders and decrees at you, shutting down businesses, imposing passports and papers and coupons and the like. People would freak out. But you've got these neo-Nazis that jump out of the bushes like spooks and they hoot at you. Jew, Jew, that's all they know. They hide behind this veil of hatred, but behind the hatred is even more evil. Check out these papers from the 1930s and 40s. Looks much like the papers that European countries are using today. They're all socialist. They're all run by Germany. The people didn't vote into the EU. It was forced upon them. Numerous countries voted not to join the EU through referendum. Then they ditched the referendum and voted in secret in the parliaments and signed off on the EU constitution, handing over sovereignty to the Germans. They've taken over once again, and they've got their health pass once again. And if you look at the way the Germans did it, you know, you've got a lot of people out there today saying, oh no, the Germans didn't do anything. The Germans are innocent. Nobody died. There's no virus. As they were shutting down businesses and going after people. Doesn't matter if they're Jewish or black or whatever. They were going after people. And not only Jews, but anybody that was opposed to them politically. Many people died. They took out the SA. They took out numerous groups to consolidate power. But during their racial hygiene program, as early as 1933, they were already going after medical workers, firing medical workers. The elimination of unwanted medical personnel. And it wasn't just Jews, it was anyone that was opposed to their political ideology. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. They just call them unvaccinated. But they were shutting down businesses. They were getting people fired. They were arresting those that didn't have the right look. And, of course, at first it started with Jews and gypsies and people of mixed heritage, but then they started coming after anyone that didn't have blue eyes, blonde hair. And so the majority of Germans were going to get wiped out one way or another. And perhaps you could say that was the master plan, was to destroy Germany so that it could be rebuilt in the ashes of the hellfire. What better way to destroy a nation than through endless wars? And so that's what they did. You think about people that are worshiping the Nazis. They worship death. They worship self-destruction, hatred, ignorance. You can't really learn a whole lot from a Nazi except about socialism. And so we look at European nations today. They're all socialist countries. You wouldn't want to live there. You wouldn't want to live there. And so there's nothing to learn from these people. It's a terrible place. And what makes matters worse is that they think of themselves as a superpower with some type of legitimacy, but it's in fact a dictatorship that persecutes and prosecutes those that are not of the cult. And so they're going after those that are unvaccinated. Perhaps it's not as bad as Australia, but it's certainly something else. You just wouldn't want to live there. There's nothing to learn from socialists. The entire country is infected. And so this was part of the plan. They wanted to destroy the old Europe and bring in a new Europe, one that was so much worse. And of course, you have this Gesundheit pass, this health pass, this green pass. You can't work without it. You can't travel without it. You can't go anywhere or do anything without it. And so this is what Nazis are preaching. The Gesundheit Pass. Show me your papers. Socialism. And they want to say, oh, but the communists are worse. The gulags were worse. None of you would want to live in a concentration camp. Or a gulag. At least the Russians didn't sell out. They're still Russian over there. They don't accept the Sodom and Gomorrah. They don't accept the evil that we see in Europe. The Gesundheit Pass. Makes me laugh when I see the comments from Nazis. They don't even know what they worship. They worship socialism. They worship homosexuality. And the only thing that you can get from them is vulgarity and hatred. There's no redeeming qualities. They destroyed Germany. They destroyed Europe. And they've turned it into a cesspool. You often hear them wanting to blame Zionists. The Zionists are the antithesis of the Jews, but the skinhead doesn't know that. The skinhead thinks that the Zionist and the Jew is the same thing. But to a Sodomite, they really can't tell the difference. In Nazi Germany, they were shutting down stores in the early days, just like the beginning of this pandemic, closing businesses, forcing everyone to work in factories for the most part. How many of you ever had a factory job? Does that sound like how you want to live? Closing down small businesses, throwing everybody into the factories, and those that they didn't like went into the labor camps, where they got paid a morsel of bread and watered down soup every day. There's nothing worse than a socialist out there. I'd rather take a communist than a socialist. At least the Russians look proper out there, which is more than we can say for the Sodomite Nazis, to say the least. So they worship a guy that destroyed Germany, that destroyed the German race. That's who they worship, and that's who they promote. And of course, they want to go after people of faith. The Nazis didn't stop with Jews. They were burning Christians and churches all over Europe as they were retreating back to Berlin. Many people were massacred by the Nazis. They made everyone's life a living hell, for the most part, except for the sheeple that were dancing around in Germany. But eventually, they paid the price. They got to understand what mass suicide was all about. And that's exactly what happened in the last days. They were all taking the cyanide pills. That's what the neo-Nazis worship as they use their new Gesundheit Pass and hoot and holler about Jews and Christians. But I think there's much more to learn from a Jew than there is a Nazi, to say the least. Of course, people are confused when it comes to Jews and Zionists out there. It's not the same thing. It's like comparing a conservative to a Democrat. It's not the same thing. They might all be Americans, but it's not the same thing. And so, there's plenty of criticism for Zionists out there, to say the least. Israel is a Zionist state that is designed to be a honey trap to suck in all the Jews for the final extermination. Every Jew knows that now. Everybody's seen the vaccination rates in the Holy Land. And so, people can criticize Zionists all they want. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother anybody. But criticizing the Jew is like criticizing Jesus and Christians. Jesus didn't walk in Germany 2,000 years ago. He walked in Judea, and the like. And so these neo-Nazis can worship the devil all they want and practice their sodomy all they want. They're all into the Astroglide, shaving their heads and listening to terrible music. So, we would ask the Nazis to go somewhere else in the comments. You're not wanted here, but you can go get your Gesundheit pass and worship the New World Order. All you want, because you're sellouts. There's nothing right about you. If there was something right about you, you'd realize what Hitler did was wrong. Doesn't matter if he had a couple good years rebuilding the economy. You have to look at what happened. Hitler was a catastrophe. Hitler was working with the Zionists. Hitler was nothing but a puppet in the war to destroy Germany. You're worshiping a puppet. You don't even know history. All you know is hatred. And so, go pretend to be educated somewhere else. Until the next time, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.